The vision to be free of debt is compelling.
Hello and welcome. I'm Lori Hardy. Thanks for listening in as we talk with leaders in our community and beyond. Joining us today is John Nicholas. He's a graduate of Brown University, Fuller Seminary, and Leighton Ford's Aero Leadership Program, as well as a former pro football player, pastor, and entrepreneur who partnered with friends to build an Emmy Award-winning sports media and marketing company and the number one WSJ-ranked real estate team in Texas. Welcome, John. I love the name of your book, Debt-Free ASAP.
Lori, it's great to be with you, and I'm glad you're excited.
Yeah, I think what really drew me to it is often people that aren't in finance, those of us who might have a little aversion or that can't happen ASAP, what I find is people will ignore that. When I saw this, I was like, this is so great. And just looking through your book and what you teach, I just felt like people could really benefit from what you have to offer.
Well, I hope that's the case. It has become something of a mission for me. Nobody grows up wanting to be a debt expert. You know, you don't raise your hand in class and go, oh, I want to be a debt expert. You know, it comes with pain, and it also comes with a lot of experience helping other people, both as like a real estate broker, as a pastor, and then working inside the debt relief industry and recognizing all the shortcomings of that industry and how they just don't consult people in an honest way. It's all about selling different products and so forth. So I just really believe that people need to know how to look at their situation, look at their options, and put a simple plan together that can be super successful for them.
The people I work with a lot of time are coming out of homelessness, out of drug and alcohol. And often when they get into that, they're young, so they've never experienced how to handle money. We want somebody we can trust that's just going to give us some answers, guide us along, and we don't have our guard up the whole time.
The guarded heart is just very real. I can't tell you how many people I've spoken with that, number one, they might be in tears just because they're so embarrassed and upset about being in debt. And I put them at ease by saying, look, you know, it's pretty rare that somebody's in serious debt without mitigating circumstance, whether it's retirement income that's low or lost job or failed business or divorce, separation, health. Lori, there are so many folks that are, you know, disabled or just struggling health-wise, and it affects everything. And finances are a huge part of that, not just for the medical costs, but for the lost income and various other things that can be involved. So there's a lot of very honest ways to fall into very real debt. And you learn that when you realize it can happen to anyone along the way.
I think what you said about the shame, embarrassment, and there's people that won't even open their mail, and we know that that's not helpful.
Yeah, you know, that comes up. What are the immediate tips? And it's like, well, first, don't ignore your stuff. You know, don't just throw it in a drawer and hope it goes away. And I understand, because there's so many overwhelming circumstances today where, hey, whether it's taking care of grandma or you got kids with learning conditions or challenges at work or lost job, or, you know, so many ways to be overwhelmed. When you're overwhelmed, you don't function well because you're in that fog and you just put things away. You just can't deal with it. So first step is to be encouraged that you're not alone. This is probably something that you didn't sign up for. You're not to blame, so to speak. There is a way of escape. There is grace for your situation. It's just a matter of identifying where you're at and looking at what options exist to help you out.
The money makeover is great, but what are your options if your cards are maxed out and you're behind on everything?
Yeah, well, that kind of puts it in clearer perspective. You mentioned a minute ago about learning about personal finances. Hey, I went to a great college, one of the best supposedly in the world, but they don't teach you about personal finances. And if your family doesn't teach you about how to be savvy financially, very few families really are able to teach even basic things about investment or interest or, you know, how to handle credit. So there's a lot of room to learn.
And you say household debt in America keeps hitting record highs. People are mired in shame, confusion, and hopelessness. Something you said that really touched my heart was, you're not alone. And I think often that's where we don't want to talk about it because we're embarrassed and we think we're the only one. There are so many people. And I love on the picture, it says break the chain. And then it also says explains how to stop the bleeding and get immediate relief.
It is progressive. If you have a leak in your roof, you can talk about foundational things and the proper architecture and this and that. But no. You really need to deal with the leaky roof. That's job number one. And so there's a lot of people that want to talk about retirement and how to have the overall makeover financially and all that. I'm concerned with getting the water from falling through the roof and drenching everything. When you start moving in the right steps, you get a bigger view about your finances. But first things first, stop the leaky roof, deal with that, and then each step is going to take you further forward.
You talk about mindset and spirit and debt. One thing that I discover in coaching is people don't even know that they have a bad mindset about money.
Right. Conjures up memories of people saying, oh, well, money is the root of all evil. And it's like, well, no, that's not even biblical. It's the love or the absolute lust for money that brings about all kinds of evil. So a lot of things get lodged in our minds about finances. It's such a sensitive topic. And the thing about debt, I start with the five deadly effects. So only one of them is financial. You're giving your best money away with high interest, and it just goes boom right out the drain, and you get on that hamster wheel. But there's also the emotional impact, the mental impact, the relational impact on families, couples, even children can be scarred for life because they're judging themselves, they're judging their parents, they're judging whatever their situation might be. And those things can be very challenging going ahead. And then spiritually, we're not called and created to be slaves. It's all about freedom and abundance so that we can be generous, have generosity of spirit. Those are all real, you know, impact points with debt.
I think of being brave and facing it and like what it takes. One thing that you say is like you help people avoid the scams of people trying to help you with your money.
Well, yeah, I say the most common mistakes, scams, and cookie cutter programs, you know, that you want to avoid. Most organizations that are set up, they're selling something, and the people on the phone, their only metric is whether they got you to sign up. Whether it's well suited for you or whether it really matches up with your needs or your desires or anything, it's tough stuff. It's not a pretty picture. I tried to work within it. I tried to really consult people. This is when I worked inside the debt relief industry for a short while. And I had to leave just because I'm used to consulting people, whether it's in real estate or just in life, to really understand the different avenues or approaches that they may have. Just the different effects of debt. It's not right. Just finances. And you had talked about, you know, the mindset, spirit, and vision component that I look at. And that's because when it comes to dealing with finances, everything depends on everything. So many decision points or stress points are not necessarily our finances. It might be we're waiting to find out if we are getting fired or if we're getting the new job or if some kind of settlement's coming in or whether we're going to lose the house. Or I mean, there's just so many mitigating circumstances. You've got to be mindful about your overall life outlook. You know, a lot of people just think, hey, I'm just stuck in debt.
Right.
Well, you got to change that mindset to I am getting out of debt. Simple flip of that switch can make a big difference. And I share some stories from my own experience and share relatable examples of other people. A spirit, it can be as simple as somebody who says, oh, I'm always in debt, or I never have enough money. Well, those words, always and never, are judgment words. And if you're judging yourself or other people in your life or your circumstances, that's tough stuff. When we judge something, we're basically saying, I'm done thinking about it, and everything from now on is going to align to prove that I'm right about that judgment. We don't want that. We need to just kind of step away from those and say, you know, I was wrong to say I'm always in debt. I have been in debt. I'm not condemned. It's not my destiny.
Words are so important, and our brain believes what we say. So if we say I'm always in debt, then our brain looks for debt. If we change that to I can get out of debt, or however we want to reframe that, then our brain believes that and looks for ways to get out of debt. And I think people don't realize how important their words are.
In the Bible, about life and death are in the power of the tongue. And the tongue is like a rudder to a ship. It steers us in the direction that we will go. And so, yeah, it's super important. And even that mindset shift is really central. It's like I talk about how the mind, our minds want to be decisive. We don't want to just be in limbo, right? And when we say, I am going to step forward, everything starts, the fog starts lifting, and you start taking on a whole different attitude. Again, I've seen amazing things happen. I mean, when I was 16, I crashed into a house on Halloween night during the car chase with police. Got thrown in jail, got kicked off the football team. I was devastated. Thankfully, nobody got hurt that night. It forced me to, number one, apologize to a lot of people because I let them all down. But I had to look in the mirror and say, what a dumb jock. I mean, who are you? Where are you going? And I had to change my mind about who I was going to be and how I was going to change my actions. And it was a dramatic turnaround that had me within a year being recruited by Harvard and Brown. Because I changed. You can go from a C student to an A student if you set your heart and mind to a new action, a new effort. It's possible.
Yeah, I hear people say, well, that's the way I am. And it makes me want to cringe because I do believe that we can grow and we can learn. Rather than putting our head in the sand or being fearful and running the other way, run towards it.
Yes.
In your book, that's what you do. You sort of take away those fearful things one by one and show people, look, this is doable. Look, this is what can help you.
That's what has touched my heart in terms of people reviewing the book and stuff. When they just say that they felt like they were working with a friend or that I was right beside them because I knew how it felt and the whole thing. And that's meaningful because we all need help. Most of us are very reluctant to ask for help. I know when I was in the worst place after 9/11 affected our big sports media business, and I ended up, even though I was co-founder, I got thrown out of the company by the company that we sold our corporation to. It's really rough to recover because you just feel so much condemnation. You're so embarrassed. And as the debts pile up, you just don't know who you can trust. You don't know who's going to be supportive or not. And then you don't want to bother some people that might be supportive. I got to handle it. But we need help. We all need help for sure.
How is this book different than other books?
Because it's honed things down to the three steps or three keys, which is assess your situation. In other words, take a good, clear look at everything you got so you see where you're at. I have free forms that I offer. They're at freedebtvideo.com. You can get free forms to help you break out all your different debts or your monthly income and expense, and just some simple stuff that's going to get you clear as to where things are at. There's a cheat sheet that talks about step two, which is review your options. Okay, I have a cheat sheet called the 7 debt solutions everyone should know. That's everything from just handling your debts, pay off your smallest balances first type of thing to get some momentum going, consolidation, hardship programs, working with your family, if they can help, how to do it right. So you're not just begging for money. So you're putting something together that's concrete and respectable that encourages support. You can look at settlement approaches. You can look at even bankruptcy situations, chapter 7 or 13 can be the grace needed for certain situations. But you got to know from A to Z and just be able to see the pros and cons to find what fits your situation. So assess your situation, review your options, and create a plan with whatever support you need. And that varies from one person to another. Like diet and exercise, debt recovery really needs, the X factor is support. Coaching, support, fellowship, whatever it looks like. I talk quite a bit about that, you know, the power of coaching, and it could be an advisor, it can be a mentor, it could be somebody in your family, somebody at your church, somebody in your neighborhood who knows what the heck they're talking about and how to help you navigate.
I think that some people, like you said, asking for help, they don't even realize they need help. And then there's people that know how to do this, that have been taught that it's a life thing, that they don't understand that some people struggle with it. People will say, you got to have a budget. People that don't know about budget, that just scares them. And then they're like, what do you mean I have to track everything? And so then they just let go of it. But I think sometimes there is a really kind of a big gap between people that know and people that don't know.
That's a great observation. You're right. And when you hear about budgets, it's such a downer word. It's almost like the whole concept, the whole discussion of debt is really a turnoff. And that's why I try to lighten things up by, like, chapter one is why debt sucks. Debt-free is sexy. And it talks about how sex appeal is all about our confidence, right?
Right.
Well, our confidence takes a beating with debt. And it, once you address things, you can really flip that and just change your whole outlook and just recognize that this is just part of life. Most of our American population, even recent Supreme Court justices have gone through confirmation hearings and acknowledged that they have over $100,000 worth of credit card debt. Most Americans have more than they are comfortable with. Consequently, it's not a stigma and it shouldn't be embarrassing.
And if we get a handle on it, then we get to leave a better legacy for our children, for our families.
No doubt. I mean, this is life stuff. If you take some small steps in this direction, you're going to change your history. You're going to change your future in a really significant way. It just takes a point of decision to saying, I'm not going to be in debt anymore. I'm getting out of debt. I'm going to see where I really am. I'm going to see what my options really look like. And then I'm going to put a simple plan together. And this is not rocket science. This is nothing. You don't need a PhD for it. Anyone can do this with just some simple direction. And by the way, I've just recently posted a free video course that encapsulates everything in the book in less than 40 minutes. So in the time it takes to watch a sitcom, you can get everything you need to know about this process. It has, you know, some of my personal story as we're talking about your recovery. It's a joint journey. It's full of insider information, just basic must-know basics, and it's somewhat entertaining. This is not just a dry textbook. This is living stuff. And anyway, it's at freedebtvideo.com. Free, because it's free. Debt, because it's about debt recovery. And video, because it is a video. It's freedebtvideo.com. It reviews the whole book. The book, of course, is on Amazon. It's been highly ranked in several different categories, and it's on sale. It's been reduced throughout January. For anyone who wants to read, again, check out the reviews. People say it's an enjoyable read. It's dramatic. It's not boring. And it's super, super informative. I'm not apologetic about promoting it because it's not about me. It's about you. You know, it's about whoever needs the help getting it in a digestible way that kind of puts a smile on your face, I think.
Debt-free ASAP, how to know your options, create a plan, and start changing your life within 48 hours. I was hoping that you would maybe share another story before we wrap this up of what brought you to this work.
You know, going through a very difficult situation myself was a big part, but then I recovered from that and learned about several of the different approaches that people need to know about. We built another company. We built the number one real estate sales team in Texas, number two in the whole U.S. That's per Wall Street Journal rankings. It was part of my recovery. And it was based on the fact that a friend of mine invited me to join him in his then very small company and help build it. And I was coming from a whole different place, you know, sports media. That was my background and ministry as well. But So I joined him and had to use his vision to help in my recovery, because vision is contagious. If you're around somebody with vision, you can kind of borrow their vision to kind of draft along and be part of it until you cultivate your own. And I share the story of how, while building that business, I gained a vision that really literally led me to a home that was miraculous and just a recovery that became pretty miraculous. And again, it was just because I took a risk. I mean, I had to leave my family, live in my friend's spare bedroom, his family's spare bedroom, and see if I could survive to make that step, that jump. So in terms of vision, we need to catch a vision or share a vision, but the vision to be free of debt is compelling. It's not do's and don'ts so much, because most people don't do the things that they're, quote, supposed to do. You ever notice how non-motivating that is? We do the things we want to do. I like chocolate. I'm going to have some chocolate, you know, that type of thing. Well, if you have a compelling vision of what your life can be when you're able to travel, or you're able to give generously, or you're able to drive what you want to drive, that dream car, and not worry about affording it. Everybody's vision is unique. I try to breathe life into that so that each person cultivates their vision and it draws them forward. There's a whole thing in the video. It goes literally back to JFK having a vision for putting men on the moon, to Walt Disney having a vision for the happiest place on earth. We all are compelled by vision. That's a big part of it. I want to encourage people to catch a vision for their life that is no longer in chains, but in abundance, generosity, so they can live freely and graciously.
I love what you said about vision, because when you get your socks knocked off, if you don't have somebody there to kind of support you, like you said, hold the vision until you get it, it's easy to stay stuck. And I love it that what your goal is to help people to begin to get their vision, because once you have the vision, you're going to work harder. You'll do the things you don't want to do to get what you really want in the long run.
Exactly. Vision is magnetic. It draws you out of bed in the morning because you're running towards something that has captivated you. That's the difference between must-dos or even, you know, sometimes the goal-setting thing. You know, we set goals that we really know we're supposed to, but we really don't, you know, have a passion for it. Ultimately, it's vision that draws us upward and onward. I'm a big believer of that. But again, there's nuts and bolts that are involved. It's a lot easier when you have a sense of direction, sense of vision, just doing the things necessary to get you there. And you can do it with a smile. You're not sitting there going, oh, I've got to turn off the TV and look at my numbers. If it's part of your success story, if it's part of your grand recovery story, then you know what? That takes on a whole different thing. It's like, I'm having a victory tonight. I'm turning off the TV. I'm going to outline the different accounts that I have or the different situations. I'm going to look at my monthly income and expenses and kind of put them in categories. And I have free forms I offer at that freedebtvideo.com site to help people PDF printouts or Excel. If somebody wants to work on their computer, the 7 solutions cheat sheet. And then just some real clear direction to help people put a plan together. By golly, it's doable. Why not this year?
You know? Right.
In 48 hours, I'm not messing around. You can assess your situation within 48 hours and review your options within that time frame. So where you actually have a confident direction within 48 hours. It is truly simple and straightforward to make that happen.
That is hopeful, because often we just hear things like, well, if you work hard enough, if you work long enough, if you save, that can be very daunting. And that's what I loved about it. Debt-free ASAP within 48 hours is very appealing. And with COVID, people lost their jobs and they may be struggling and feeling like, I'll never get back on my feet. But it sounds like this book is something that if you can't go ask somebody for help, don't know who to trust, start here. Pick up the book, go watch that free video, and get things rolling, because The truth is we have such a short life, and doing what you love, having a vision, even if you don't have it, finding it as you start to get more free, you're not the only one that gets blessed by having a vision, by having a dream.
That's right. Amen. Absolutely agree with you. You can do this. You can do this. You got this. It's just a matter of flipping the switch of just being wiped out to being climbing out. And let's be honest, it can take time to truly recover. It can take a long time, but getting your direction, getting your new flight path, getting your new inspiration, those things can all happen literally within 48 hours, which is 2 days. That means take a weekend to really zero in and just walk through this. And I'm telling you what, you'll start having brainstorms, visionary inspirations that suddenly come.
For the rest of this interview, go to the webpage and click on Spotlight. I'm Lori Hardy. Thanks for listening today, and we hope you've learned something new. Join us again next week as we continue to talk with people that are making a difference.
This is your Sunday morning shout-out. What's up? I'm Cyan Fuhrer with Warm 106.9's Promotions and Events team, hoping you're having a fantastic weekend. So right now I have roughly 2 minutes to try and convince you to donate to charity, so let's get into it. This week's charity is one of my coworkers' favorites, Child's Play. Don't know what Child's Play is? That's all right. It's why I'm here. So Child's Play is a game industry charity dedicated to bringing positivity to children's lives using toys and games since 2003. They have a network of over 185 hospitals worldwide and even help domestic violence shelters. And here's a not-so-fun fact for you. 275 million children are currently exposed to domestic violence worldwide. So having a program that helps these children is crucial for future generations and their well-being. Want to know how this whole process works? Me too. So according to Child's Play's website, shelters receive a case with an Xbox loaded with games carefully selected to be appropriate for the children. The game system helps shelters create an inviting environment for young survivors and can be used as a part of therapy, allowing for co-op play that helps break down barriers that kids and teens may have when asked to talk about abuse. And this sort of gives you an idea on how games can become a type of therapy for these children in hospitals and domestic violence shelters. And one of Child's Play's testimonials said, quote, "Video games didn't save my life, and I didn't have a terminal disease, but they took what could have been one of the worst experiences of my life and made it my most positive hospital-related experience to date," end quote. That's pretty amazing. And if that child's experience hasn't convinced you to support this charity, I don't know what will. Well, maybe heading over to their website? Yeah, okay, if you need more convincing, head over to their website at childsplaycharity.org. Go on and make today beautiful. I'm Cyan Fuhrer, and this is your Sunday morning shout-out.